Hey guys, how's it going? My name is Parth Tandon. I'm a senior studying business analytics and minoring in statistics, and I also work at the F. David Fowler Career Center as a Fowler coordinator.
Hi everyone, my name is Sarah. I'm also a senior in the business school, but I'm studying accounting and minoring in Spanish, and just like Parth, I also work for the F. David Fowler Career Center.
Yeah, so Sarah, it's a little weird because usually, for all the loyal podcast listeners, Eric is not here today. Today, it's me and Sarah and me who will be taking the lead in kind of doing this podcast. And I don't really know if we're hosts or guests.
We're both.
All right, I guess so. So I guess I'll take the primary role of the host, and then I'll ask you questions, and then we'll both answer them. So for our listeners today, our topic is full-time recruiting 101.
Apply, assess, and accept.
Awesome. We came up with that title. It's a great title. So yeah, starting off, when did you start thinking about the whole full-time recruiting process, and what were some of the resources you used?
So I always knew I wanted to study accounting when I came in to GW. Mm-hmm. And my freshman year, this gets at resources a little bit. That was when I first started to meet people at firms. So I think that's the biggest resource is just meeting people, whether it be other students at GW going through the process or people who already work there. And when I met with them, they basically all gave me the nice outline for accounting recruiting, which is think about when you're going to get 150 credits and then work your way back from there. So based on when I was going to get my 150 credits to sit for the CPA, I had to start thinking about like the actual application process. I would be applying the spring of my junior year, but I started thinking about all of it starting freshman year just to kind
basically,
of like, yeah, just to know like what I needed to be preparing for and just to learn things that I could be doing in the meantime before I actually apply.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So I would agree. I think for me, like FYD PTSDC does a really good job at kind of early on bringing that perspective of career in your mind. I know Sarah's really happy that I'm plugging that in. But essentially, starting like FYDP fall semester, I was like, you know, this stuff seems important. There's a junior. I think my fellow coordinator was Stephen Beatty.
He was mine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. No, so he was like the first person that I was like, wow, you seem like you have your entire life together. I want to be more like you. So that's when I kind of started thinking about it. And, you know, but really went full steam fall semester, junior year, because for most people, like, that's when you're, if you're trying to work at the, like, if you're trying to get a job after college, you know, and hopefully get a full-time offer even before senior year starts, it's a good idea to have that junior year going into senior year summer internship. And most of them start recruitment fall semester. Right now, we are in September, and we're kind of amidst where all of this is happening, which is why we felt like it was also a good idea to talk about this now.
Yeah. One more thing, you mentioned FYDP and TSDC. I remember the biggest resource to me was Beyond the Concentration, my freshman year, when they made all freshmen sit and listen to panels about whatever their prospective industries were. That's where I first met my very first contact at any of the firms, and then it just kind of took off from there.
So. Yeah, I remember Beyond the Concentration, I have a kind of a love-hate relationship with it because I love Beyond the Concentration because last year I got to be one of the moderators for the Business Analytics panel. I think you were doing accounting. And I remember freshman year, I was so nervous. I was that typical freshman that was like, I'm just going to try to stand in the corner. But then I saw other people doing it and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go for it. Networking was one of the important things that, you know, like Fowler Career Center teaches you. And so I tried and I thought I did well. And then I, you know, got the business card of someone. And then I emailed them like a really nice email with all hopes and dreams that we were going to be best friends. And then I never heard back from them ever again.
It happens.
But it does happen. And that's the truth is like, you just have to keep trying. And every now and then someone will respond. And then that'll be the contact that, you know, you kind of hold close to your chest.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the actual companies. What was the research process? What kind of companies did you apply to? And how did you know what companies you wanted to apply to?
Yes. So since I'm an accounting major, I feel like I have a little bit of an easier time with this. Most accounting students at GW who are looking to get their CPA are also looking to go Big Four, which is KPMG, EY, mm-hmm. PwC, and Deloitte.
Yep.
So I already knew that I was going to do Big Four just based off of talking to people, but something that I almost wish I knew more about and had considered was some of the smaller firms like RSM, BDO, or Grant Thornton. They all actually have very similar recruiting processes to the Big Four, but they're smaller firms and there can be some pretty big benefits to working at a smaller place too. So something to think about if you're an accounting major. Big Four is not the only way to go by any means.
Yeah, and based on, you know, you and some of my other friends who are in accounting, I've heard, you know, companies like Grant Thornton are really trying to compete with the Big Four. Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, compensation and the kind of experience they can give you, the kind of training that they provide, I feel like they're very much at par with the Big Four. And at some point it becomes more about the name and less about, you know, what your experience is, because they don't differ by too much.
Yeah, and like when I was doing, we'll talk about this in a little bit, when I was doing the externships this past summer, a lot of the other students at the externships, they weren't just doing Big Four externships, they were also going to RSM and Grant Thornton and BDO, and that's when I was kind of like, maybe I should have thought about that a little more. That's no awesome. Regrets though.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
I think we're both happy how things turned out, which is why we're doing this podcast. But yeah, so it, for me, I was kind of an interesting case because I kind of put all my eggs in one basket pretty much throughout the full-time recruiting process. I did, however, so I applied to Deloitte, EY, and then I also had this small window of opportunity from McKinsey. Even though they don't officially recruit on campus, they had a data science internship that they had available, and it was on Handshake, so I applied, not really expecting much out of it, and then heard back, got into the first round, and the first round was like crazy, but we'll talk about that later. But in terms of companies, I think for me, it somehow was in my head that I wanted to be in a bigger firm. You know, some of my family who's in the accounting field, like, are at Deloitte, EY, KPMG, PwC, so I always considered the Big Four. But other than that, obviously, like, McKinsey is a huge name. But I did know I wanted to take the advisory/consulting route, and I, like, these were some of the bigger companies that recruited on campus, so that's kind of how I decided I wanted to go that route.
Yeah. One thing I forgot to mention was, even though there are four Big Four companies, I actually only applied to three of them. I did KPMG, EY, and PwC. And ouch. I did that largely because I just, Deloitte to me seemed like more of a consulting track, and I wanted to do audit. And when I was looking at the applications, which we're about to get to, the position that I would have applied to at Deloitte was an advisory position. So I just wasn't as interested in it, even though it is still one of the Big Four.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Deloitte primarily does recruit for, like, their advisory consulting and tax practices, whereas majority of their audit recruitment, I believe, happens in University of Maryland.
Yeah, so, I think that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, so let's move on with the next question. So leading up to the application, and honestly, even after it, like, what kind of steps did you take? You know, like, I'm sure our viewers might know, but just to emphasize, like, the application is not the end-all be-all of, like, your representation to the company. So what kind of steps did you take for that?
So leading up to the application for all three firms I was applying to, I would say I just tried to get to know as many people in the firm as possible before. A lot of informational interview type things, coffee dates, coffee chats. But it was honestly really fun. It wasn't like I'm doing this because I have to. It was more just like, I knew that when it came down to it, the more people I met, the more easily I would be able to make a decision about the firms. And then that also helped with, especially meeting with the recruiters, and like, it's not just a one and done meet. Like, you want to keep every now and again checking in with them, emailing, getting coffee. But one of the ways that helped me a lot was because the recruiters were very good about letting me know dates and deadlines, which I had a hard time finding. So by, like, having a relationship with them, they were always like, oh, like, this application is coming out on this day, it'll be due then, make sure you're aware of it. Another thing I did leading up to the application was followed the big four companies on Handshake so that I did get emailed about when applications and that sort of stuff or events were out. And then after the application, which I think we both probably did this, is as soon as I applied, I emailed everybody I knew that I applied to let them know that I was excited.
Let the world know you're throwing your hat in the ring. That's exactly what I did too. But starting off, it's kind of funny because if you truly think about it, like when I start to think about it, like my application process pretty much started freshman year because that's when I had my first interaction with like this guy who was a consultant at Deloitte at the time. And I happened to know him through like a student org and we like got dinner together. And I was a freshman at the time, so I don't know what I was doing, but I was just like, Deloitte, that sounds cool, like nice logo, like good swag, I don't know. But funny enough, like this past summer while I was interning there, he happened to be my supervisor. And after all these years, you know, like it was crazy that I ended up being on his team and I ended up like working for him. But it all pretty much started freshman year where I showed interest and I wanted to just, when honestly, like you could call it an informational interview if you want to, but it was really just two friends getting dinner. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted at that point was to learn more about what he was doing. And that's what I kept doing every year. Like I kept in touch. He introduced me to some other people. And then come fall semester juniors when I, like, you know, the recruiter, there was a new recruiter for Deloitte on campus. And so he introduced me to her. Like she already knew I was going to be there. So that was like a great head start I had. That guy and me also happened to have the same name. He was also called Parth. So it was surprisingly easy for people to remember my name and just recognize me at the events. And then, you know, just from there, met more people, started meeting people who I actually did work with this past summer. And then after the application process, the first thing I did was I emailed the other Parth and I emailed the recruiter. And then I just let them know, like, I was very excited to apply for this position, looking forward to hearing from them. And they all got back to me and said, you know, fingers crossed, and we hope to see you in the interview process.
Yeah. One more thing I forgot. Some of the big four, they also do a lot of events specifically for freshmen and sophomore so that they can, like, get their name out there. And I did, PwC had one called PwC Explore that I did freshman year, and that was the first time that I, like, really met anyone at PwC or had any interaction with them, but that was really cool. And so just doing those kinds of events also helps you get to know the firms better. And then one thing I know a lot of people do that I did is make a spreadsheet of contacts at each firm with their emails, just so that you're like, every now and again you can check it and be like, oh, have I like reached out to this person, or like who should I be talking to, just to make sure that you're still maintaining those relationships too.
Yeah, no, for sure. I have a little trick where I have this little box in my drawer where it's like all the business cards, all the important business cards in my life.
Oh my gosh.
And every now and then I'll pull it out, I'll like go through it, be like, oh, I haven't heard from this person in a while, just kind of send them an email being like, hey, how are you doing, want to meet up? And I think there's about 7 or 8 in there right now, primarily mostly from Deloitte. Some fellow coordinators too that were kind of my mentors throughout the process, so I make sure I keep up with them. But yeah, so that's the process leading up to the application.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the actual application itself. What are some of the things you would want people to know before applying for some of these companies?
The application itself, probably for each firm, took me about 15 minutes. It was very much just like biographical information, like name, year, date. I had to upload resume for sure, transcript for sure, but it was just like that kind of information. It wasn't like write an essay or anything like that. A couple of the firms did have optional cover letters, so they weren't demanding them by any means, but because it was optional, I still wrote one just to show that effort, because I really wanted to work for them.
And that's what we preach is, you know, if they're making any documentation optional, like it's always being on the safer side is to send the document. And that's what I did as well with Deloitte. And I'll talk a little bit about it later too, but
I don't know. For me, the actual application took like literally 15 minutes. I did them all in an hour.
Yeah. For me, it was interesting. So I applied to Deloitte, EY, and McKinsey. I think my Deloitte and EY applications were pretty standard. Like you said, McKinsey is its own like little bubble. But they had a pretty extensive application actually. They didn't for some reason take my resume, but they wanted me to put my entire resume on the application. Oh. So all the way from like history of like every internship I've had.
Like a CV almost?
Basically. And like putting in every bullet point, but basically I had to edit and tweak things to make my bullet point into paragraphs and then my paragraphs into like an entire CV. And it was a process. And then since I was applying for a data science position, you know, it was the standard like what kind of coding experiences you have, mm-hmm. and you had to like, there was this drag and drop menu of like, you had to drag and drop all the like programs that you have experience with, and you had to put it in the box of the proficiency.
Wow.
So it was an interesting process. But yeah, that was the application process. Mm-hmm. Quite short actually, which, you know, goes back to our point about leading up to the application and the things you do after it. Like mm-hmm. those actually play a much more important role than people think. And the application itself often does not cut it. I think that's why like I ended up not even hearing back from EY, because I really hadn't talked to the recruiters. Yeah. I didn't have money contacts there. I like applied there because, you know, a friend of mine told me to.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, shows you that the application alone, it's hard to separate yourself when the application alone is what speaks for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to have your name and face out there, going to different events. So yeah, that's all important.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the interview process. So congratulations, we've made the first round. And you had interviews from which companies out of the three you applied to?
PwC, EY, and KPMG.
Okay, so you got all three. So yes. There we go, 100% success rate.
A lot of interviews.
That's awesome. I had, I would say 66% success rate. So with Deloitte, I did get an interview round. Mm-hmm. And it was really cute because they have like a little pre-interview reception thing that they had hosted.
Oh, yeah, PwC did that too.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
So that was like, you know, you get to meet the people that will be interviewing you in a more informal setting. So it makes like the actual interview a lot more relaxed. McKinsey, however, like when I got through the first round, they sent me basically a giant like 6 GB data set and gave me like 6 instructions and were like, this is how you have to manipulate the data and your end goal is to find like so and so, you know, model. And I was just like, I'm not going on, like I'm not doing this, because assuming that I somehow spend like an entire week working on this and get like the actual result in and then get another interview, if this is what I'm going to be doing like as an internship and as a full-time like job, I'm not happy with that. And I think that's important for our listeners to know that like, don't just apply to jobs for the sake of it. Like really try to understand what the internship entails and what the job entails, because you may not even fit in with, you know, the job you're doing at some of the biggest companies. So is it worth it being there just for the name or just for the position if you're going to hate the job that you're doing?
No, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do want to preface, my interviews for accounting, they're different from what you had, Parth.
Okay.
So for each firm, there were 2 rounds. For PwC and KPMG, first round was an in-person interview, and then EY's first round was a video interview.
Okay.
And then once you make it past the first round, you get to the second round, and then it kind of reversed, where the second round for EY was in-person, and then second round for KPMG didn't have a second round. No, they didn't.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They just knew right off the first round.
Theirs was different because it was 2 in-person interviews for their first round. So it was still 2 interviews.
Yeah,
they just
lumped
it all together.
Right.
And then PwC's second round was a video interview, but a video interview where you were still talking to someone. EY's was like automated.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a second, because
yeah.
I like that's becoming a pretty growing thing. I know there's different softwares. I forget the name, but basically the ones where they give you the prompt, they give you about 30 seconds to get ready.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're just kind of speaking to a camera, not to someone. And those can be pretty challenging to navigate.
It was nice because it was kind of like I could do it on my own time. Also, EY was only business casual for that, which I loved.
Yeah.
But it was hard because you didn't know the questions ahead of time, and then you have about 30 seconds to prep, and then for ours you got 3 minutes to record your answer, and then you had 2 chances to record an answer you liked.
Yeah.
So It was strange. I hadn't really done anything like that before. It ended up going okay, but I do remember feeling for some reason compelled to need to talk for all 3 minutes, which you don't. If anything, being concise, like just hitting the situation, action, result in your interview answer, that's what you want to do. Don't ramble for 3 minutes just because you have 3 minutes. It was interesting. I'm happy I was exposed to it, but
yeah, no, it's a good experience because you have to like kind of prep for it, like you have to find like a wall that has like nothing at the back. You have to like, some people, like when I interviewed, like I used to wear a suit, tie, shirt, jacket, and then like be in my like like shorts, because that's, they don't see that. And then I remember I junior year I interviewed for Under Armour, and they had one of those interviews, and they said you could either wear business professional or Under Armour gear. So obviously I chose to just not wear business professional and kind of rep the company. And they can be challenging and awkward because even body language becomes difficult to kind of navigate when you're not really talking at someone. But those are helpful tips that you provided for that.
And then another thing too with my interviews, which is, you can talk about yours because I'm sure they're very different. Mine were all behavioral questions. So it was way more just talking about like me as a person, talking about my extracurricular experience and how they've given me different challenges and that kind of stuff. And then they also just ended up being so conversational. My PwC interview was literally one I'll never forget it, because it was like truly just the best conversation I've had with someone ever. And that was it. It was a conversation, which was so, so nice. So for accounting majors, that's really nice to look forward to, is you don't have to know everything about accounting, because I wasn't asked a single technical question.
Not gonna lie, pretty jealous. Because I think for advisory or consulting people in general, you should be fine. It worked the same way for Deloitte. So what happened for me was, didn't hear back from EY, didn't end up going through with McKinsey. So all my eggs were kind of in the Deloitte basket. And it was nerve-wracking because, you know, I had my roommates at the time, they were also going through a Deloitte recruitment process, but then they were interviewing at 4, 5, 6 other companies. They're like, oh, I have an interview with this company today. Today I'm going to so-and-so. And I was just like, well, I'm looking forward to our Deloitte interview that happens a week from now. But my process was actually similar to what you said about KPMG, where we had two separate interviews in the first round, which were in person. And then once you got into the second round, they were two video interviews with another person. And the second round interviews for me, one of the two was a little bit more technical. So the first two in the first round were all behavioral, which I really enjoyed because it was 30-minute interviews, and both of them went over for me.
Same.
Which, like, shows that it's a great thing, because it never hurts to go over. I did, however, feel bad for the person after me. But, you know, it was a good time. Yeah. And we, like, I think we spent the first 15 minutes talking about, like, our common interest at the time, which was soccer. And then I found out that the person I was talking to was, like, he used to play for the DC United, like, under-19 team, and had, like, his own, like, DJ, like, company that he played on weekends. So I think, like, knowing that your interviewer is an actual person and having a conversation about your life and yourself other than, like, you know, the important task, like, that's a good thing. I remember my second behavioral interview was like with a partner, so it was a little bit more formal. And I think this is kind of, whether it's accounting, consulting, advisory, it's kind of consistent that the higher the hierarchy of the person interviewing you, the more formal it gets. I think consultants, you know, typically tend to be a lot more laid back, whereas partners might ask you more like questions about, you know, your overall goals from the company, where do you think the company's heading, because that's kind of the regular conversations they have with people. And then I remember my second round, my third interview was with the lady that ended up being my manager for this internship. And she was the one that asked me like the technical questions, since I was business analytics, you know, and it wasn't super like challenging. It was like, you know, asking me some of the things I did in my classes. And then if I talked about a concept, she would just ask me to expand on that. And then she didn't, it wasn't so much, oh, so you say that your profession are now, you know, send me your code. But it was more about, you know, what are you learning in class and what are you doing? Cool. And what are some of the concepts that you've learned? So it was more of a conversation, but a little bit more leaning on the technical side. And then finally, my fourth one was also pretty easy. the guy was like taking a break off work, so he really just wanted to, you know, not talk about work.
Yeah.
So we just talked in general, and I think that's the overlaying pattern, is that with Big Four, like, they're pretty, like, you know, they, if you're going through the application process, they've already assessed you as a as an,
like,
academically, yeah. And you know, if you've gone through the process of networking and doing all of that things, then they've also assessed you professionally. Mm-hmm. Now they just want to know you personally and see, like, are you a person? Are you, like, what do you like to do in your free time? Like, what kind of goals do you have set for yourself? So I think that's a good, it's a good process.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, finally, so we're past the interview process. You've gotten your offers. Congratulations. How do you assess those offers? Because, like, I know for you, Sarah, you had three offers or on the line. You had KPMG, EY, and PwC. So how did you go about assessing your offer and deciding which one you wanted to go for?
So first, with accounting, I think the important thing to think about is where you think you're going to fit in the best, because the work you're doing is going to be the same, and the pay is going to be relatively the same. Like, honestly, the pay is the last thing you should concern yourself with. For accounting, though, it was really nice because I was applying for an internship, but with the internship offer came the invitation to attend the externships, which is basically where the firms are like, okay, we've picked you, now we want to show you what's, like, really good about us and why you should pick us. So through the externships, I really got a good feel for all the firms, I think. I felt like I knew them pretty well before, and then to an extent, I feel like the externships also kind of confirmed that more for me, but it was still really cool to actually break down more of the, like, okay, so who are their major clients? What kind of teams will I be working on? Who will I be working with? Because you meet a lot of employees. And, like, what are their benefits? What are what do they value as a company?
Yeah.
And then for me, it just came down to, I was actually really happy about it. After the externships, I just kind of felt like I knew that, for me, PwC was the best fit. I had a great time at all the externships. I really liked all the people I met at all of them. But when I thought about, like, where I saw myself, it was PwC. And one thing to remember is, you're accepting an internship offer, not a full-time offer. So if you accept your internship offer, you do the internship, and you're like, oh no, I think I picked the wrong firm,
that's
you're
going
to be okay.
Yeah.
You can probably switch. You can definitely switch.
Yeah.
So.
And if you've had internship experience at, like, one of the Big Fours, like, that is big leverage that you can use 100%. For, like, you know, interviewing at other companies, not just Big Fours, like, overall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big advantage. I would say for assessing my offer, I had one offer. So it was more about, do I want to do this or not? And similar to yours, like, we had, like, a welcome dinner where it was, like, two people and then like three of the, like, people who got offers. And they took us to a fancy restaurant, did all of that, the whole nine yards, gave us, you know, a bunch of free things. And then the following day we had it was an externship, but basically like a day long conference thing.
Yeah.
Where we were just kind of in a room, different people came and talked to us about how great Deloitte is. And essentially, this is the stage of the recruitment process where, like, this entire time you've been trying to see whether they're a right fit for you, and you kind of continue that. But to all this while, before getting the offer, it was about you kind of
impressing them,
and now it's about them impressing you, because the ball is, like, to say the least, the ball's in your court.
It reminded me a lot of college. Like, once you're into the schools,
yep.
then you go and do the, like, admitted students day stuff,
yep.
and that's when the colleges are like, okay, pick us.
And they're like, we're awesome, we have spirit, we have people. and I think overall the theme is the same across all the companies. I think it just boils down to where you feel most comfortable, what kind of people do you like working with, and the actual work, like, the impact that those companies are making, like, where would you see yourself making that impact, whose, like, culture and values align with you the most. And that's how you ended up at PwC, interning with them, and then I ended up at Deloitte, and you did more of the accounting side of things, and I was doing, you know, advisory, consulting, whatever label you want to put on it. But yeah, so that was assessing the offer. And then finally accepting the offer, what was that process like?
It was logging into my, like, PwC applicant portal, opening the offer letter, checking a box, and then that was it. Yeah, that was it. It was so easy. But then one thing to note too is if you have more than one offer, it is important when you're not picking the other firms to reach out to your contacts, you know, like let them know. So that was a difficult thing for me to do was before I accepted my PwC offer, I wanted to make sure that I was like going about everything the right way, because it's not, I wasn't just meeting all these people at the firms just for the offer. Like I have actual relationships with them that I really want to maintain because they were all so helpful to me in general. So that was something to think about too when you are accepting an offer if you have more than one. But overall, it was checking a box.
Right. And you don't, like you said, you don't want to burn bridges. Yeah. Like you never know in the future, like you feel like you want to end up switching, and then you already have established contacts, you know, and like those contacts through college, you know, will last you your entire life depending on how you manage them. My acceptance was a little different, so I'm kind of jealous because you had one box to take. I had to sign on 12 out of the 14 pages of my acceptance offer. I remember like the first two pages were basically just your offer, you know, like your hourly wage since it's an internship, and then all of that, like we don't provide dental, we don't provide health insurance, you're an intern. And then the next 12 documents were basically breaking down every aspect of your offer and making sure you initial and sign.
I think mine was like a 5-page document. Really? And I literally just scrolled to the bottom and was like, check.
Yeah, and that's like, you know, different for every company. But for me, it was like on their portal, but you just initialed and signed and then submitted. And then automatically, like your recruiter would be notified that you accepted.
Yeah,
and then the part that I loved the most about my acceptance was that immediately after accepting, I heard back from every person that interviewed me, plus the person that's been mentoring me and the recruiter, all emailing me saying, congratulations, welcome to, you know, Deloitte, like, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, I got the same thing too. Right when they, it was more when they found out that, like, I had the offer for the internship. Like, everybody who I interviewed with from PwC, everybody I knew at PwC, even, like, old recruiters who used to be GW's recruiter, but, like, not anymore, just all emailed me saying, like, if you need anything, feel free to reach out. We're so excited and all that. And I was jazzed about it.
Yeah, no, it's super cute because I remember it was also at the time of Halloween, like around that time where I accepted my offer. So they actually send me candygrams like through mail and stuff like
that.
And then, you know, that's when you kind of get to see the other side of recruiting is like you've accepted and now it's their time to impress you. And it's a good feeling. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like getting all those, getting treated that well and, you know, standing in line for 30 minutes at a career week event to like them, you know, like investing all this time and energy on you, like it feels good. Yeah. And I think it makes all the effort that we put all throughout the application process from applying to assessing to accepting, it makes it all worth it.
And then one thing too, when I accepted my offer, they were like, oh, thanks so much, here's a link, pick a gift.
They
also send you little gifts. Literally this morning in the mail, I had a long sleeve PwC shirt, I'm so excited about.
One final fun question. What's the coolest swag that you've gotten from PwC?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so they, PwC is really into like wellness and like fitness. And so I think last year, I did yoga with them and I got a yoga mat. And I've been using it since.
That's like, so cute. Is it like the theme, EY theme, like yellow or gray or
something? It's pink. Okay. Yeah, so PwC's, they're like yellow, pink, orange, red. Like that's kind of their...
Yeah.
But they also, PwC has given like, one of my friends who did their externship got a subscription to like a mindfulness app that you have to pay for, but he got like a free X number of days.
That's good.
Yeah, I really like how they value that. But anyway.
Yeah, that's
cool
awesome.
Stuff. What about you?
I think for Deloitte, like it's right in front of you, but like they gave me like a nice Camelback bottle and I carry it to class now. And I also have like a nice, they gave me like a really nice Under Armour bags, like backpacks. So like now I rep my Under Armour backpack and my Camelback bottle everywhere. And so if you see me in the hallways, if you see someone like that, that's probably me. but yeah, so that was our episode of Full-Time Recruiting 101, Apply, Assess, Accept. And I hope you guys had fun listening. Sarah, any parting thoughts?
You can find our emails on the GW Student Directory or the Fowler Career Center website if you have any questions.
Yeah,
you can reach out.
Feel free to pop by the fifth floor of Duquesne Hall. Yeah. You take the elevators, come out, take a left, take another left, and then the first glass doors on the right, that's the Fowler Career Center. And, you know, someone will be there to assist you, help you out, and then we're always approachable through email, like Sarah said. But thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope to see you guys in the future.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Bottom Line, brought to you by GWSB's Fowler Coordinators in partnership with the F. David Fowler Career Center. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and share it with anyone else who can benefit from its content. Thanks.